Psalm 121, Preface. God the Lord is the one true author and supporter of our lives, for in Him we live and move and have our being. God gave us life, watched over us before we were born, preserved us when we were helpless infants, and has hitherto supported us from our youth. God, rich in mercy, has endowed us with manifold faculties in body and soul, and He begrudges us no needed gift. He covers us with the shadow of His wings, defending us against our enemies, both visible and invisible, and protecting us in many evils and dangers. Many are the evils surrounding us every day, and long since would Satan, our arch enemy, have destroyed us, if God had not been our keeper. And as God was with us at our incoming into this world, so He is willing and desirous to keep us in our outgoing out of this world. For this very purpose, God placed us into this world, that at our outgoing we should come to Him. If we will but seek the Father's grace, and will choose Jesus Christ for our companion and guide, He will conduct us safely through the darkness of the grave to the mansions of everlasting peace, and no torment shall touch us. His faithful guidance is praised in the 121st Psalm. God, the Keeper of Man. A Song of Degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Summary. In this song, God is glorified as the keeper of man and the helper of the needy. With inspiring words and persuasive figures of speech, the psalmist urges us, in all dangers and necessities, cheerfully to look to God and patiently to await His help. Often it would seem to us as though God was slumbering, as though He did not see our troubles or cared nothing for our distresses. Yet He slumbers not. Also, in the night, He is our cover, that the moon smite us not. For in Arabia and India, the light of the moon is said to be more dangerous to man than that of the sun. Though we must fare like Jacob, who complained, "In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes." Genesis 31:40. Yet we will be under the wings of the Almighty. His eyes are open to watch over them who have set their love upon Him, and in due time He will deliver them out of this evil world, and will receive them unto Himself in heaven. Prayer. Unto Thee, O God, who hast hitherto been our Father and our Patron, do we lift up our eyes, knowing that from Thee alone can come our help and our salvation. Grant us a living trust in Thy mercy and truth, that our hearts fear not when we must pass through the fire of trials or must wade the waters of affliction, but always maintain a cheerful trust in Thy help through Jesus Christ. Amen.